Get trusty women and you men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One people all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
Ho, 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 ho. This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Get trusty women and ye men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One people all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios on a football Friday. Need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family well? Rocket can. Now, Hickey, I'm sorry to do this to you. We're about to give one thought each on every NFL game this weekend in week 13. Are you good to do your job right now? Or are you good to give me one thought? Because I've noticed the way you are starting to talk in your speech has just been completely thrown off. And you can't even really formulate sentences, it feels like, ever since we got the news that unfortunately Jacob deGrom is leaving the Mets and going to the Texas Rangers. So are you good to go after having about 40-something minutes to digest this?
Unlike some other people, I am a professional, and I am ready to do my job and face the music. So, yes, sir, I'm ready.
Who are those other people?
Jacob deGrom. Running away.
All right, just hit the music. Are you sure you're ready to do your job? All right, Hickey. I'm going to throw a curveball at you. You know who also throws a pretty good curveball?
Not anyone I'm aware of.
Jets and Vikings, I'll let you go first. I'll allow you to give the first thought here.
I'm looking at the Vikings' defense. They stink. Mac Jones lit them up last week. They've
like
really
Christmas
struggled.
Tree.
Oh, big time. He played, looked really good.
Tree up, by the way?
Yes, it's up.
That wasn't very convincing. You have a Christmas tree in your apartment?
I do. Me and Lauren got one.
How big's the tree?
4 feet, 4.5 feet. Small guy. We don't have a big apartment.
Well, how tall are your ceilings?
Oh, they're pretty high. I don't know, 15 feet.
Oh, well, you got to get a taller tree than 4 feet.
We have no room. We barely have room for a 4 foot guy. It's in the way. It's a little annoying.
So why don't you get a skinny but tall tree?
Well, where we went, there was not a lot of options for skinny tall. Okay. There wasn't like a 6 foot slim edition.
Gotcha.
Or extra slim, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It was just short and stocky.
Okay.
We're going to take a fullback sort of a tree farm.
Who's the guy that got drafted by the Nuggets? A bull ball?
Like yeah, no bull ball
type of tree.
Trees.
Yeah. Tall and skinny. That's what you need.
There was a stand right by us really quickly here by our apartment. You know how much they were selling trees for? Kind of skull.
In
tall
the city?
And skinny. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this.
6 footer?
Let me ask you this. What is the normal price if you're wearing in the city for a Christmas tree?
$60, $70.
$150.
$200.
Yeah, it's in New York City.
$300. Straight face.
He can't speak once the ground leaves.
I couldn't believe it. But yeah. The Vikings defense,
you
speaking
know,
of getting lit up like a Christmas
those
tree.
Trees are kind of like Jacob deGrom, just going somewhere and getting the big price, and they give you no chance to offer a different price. That's what's happening.
That is right. But they got to be able to stop Mike White here. The guy's been very good, especially when it comes to just getting the ball quick. If you're the Vikings defense, if you can't stop Mike White, you're not winning a playoff game. I'm sorry.
Okay, so my thought would have been Mike White going up against the Vikings, but I'm going to now give you something different. How about Justin Jefferson and Sauce Gardner? We know how great Justin Jefferson is. We know that Sauce Gardner right now is defensive rookie of the year. I just can't wait to see those guys battle. I hope they're drawn. I hope they're talking a lot of crap to one another. Give me a little Sauce Gardner against Justin Jefferson and see who wins that one. Steelers and Falcons. I want to see if Kenny Pickett could go get another dub. After taking down those Indianapolis Colts, you go up against a Falcons team that's not that good, and Marcus Mariota is not good. You have the quarterback advantage. Yeah, Najee Harris, see if he'll be able to give it a go. We know Chase Claypool's no longer there. Deontay Johnson was dropping a football last week. That offensive line isn't good, but Kenny Pickett had a little connection with George Pickens, and that's been a consistent connection now. I want to see if Kenny Pickett will win another game here, because last week, against a good defense, I thought he played well for the most part, other than that third quarter.
Similar, Vin, I want to see if Deontay Johnson, like I said, can catch the ball, because they have George Pickens, who's really developing to a nice player and makes a circus catch a week. But now if you can get at least Deontay Johnson to be a consistent and reliable wide receiver, the Steelers are starting to kind of build a sustainable, interesting offense.
Whoa. You were the guy that said the Steelers suck last week and the Colts should beat them by 10-plus
That's
points
right.
and it'll be the easiest one of the year.
That's right.
Now, hold on.
I'm not saying no. I'm just saying.
Steelers-Falcons, who win? Who wins?
I will say the Steelers win.
Oh, man.
I'm not on what is that saying? They beat the Falcons. Was that?
No. I know, but all week I've been feeling really good about the Steelers, and now since you're feeling good about the Steelers,
I'm feeling good. I think they'll win this game.
Okay.
But it's like you look on paper, you have George Pickens, you have Najee Harris. If you can get Deontay Johnson, like Pat Freiermuth, like that's a solid core to start.
Yeah.
You need an offensive line.
I agree.
And you can't even pick it to play, you know, better and more consistent.
And you got a good coach in Mike Tomlin. We all know that. All right. Next up, Broncos and Ravens. The Broncos are going to have no wide receivers. I can't tell you I'm expecting Russell Wilson to do something. I can't tell you I'm expecting Nathaniel Hackett to start to learn how to coach. It's very simple. The Baltimore Ravens, you guys have not looked that good. Don't make this like the Carolina Panthers game where we all know you're going to win and you beat them 13-3. I want to see the Ravens blow them out. And when the Broncos want to quit or when the Broncos want to start fighting Russell Wilson, you keep your foot on the gas pedal and you floor that baby. I want to see the Ravens blow out the Broncos if they could do that.
I'm watching body language here. I just want to see how the Broncos players react to Russell Wilson. When you have this, when you have your head coach asking if basically that the players like Russell Wilson, there's your answer right there. If I think you're right, brother, this should be a pretty easy Ravens win. If that's the case, I just want to see how do players interact with Russ, look at him. Are we have more explosions on the sideline like Mike Purcell last week. I'm just interested to see how the Broncos, body-wise, vocally, kind of look and treat Russell Wilson this week.
You also know Justin Tucker, who made the high knee remark a few weeks back. If he gets a big field goal, he's going to be doing a little high knees, right? A little celebration.
That's a great, great call. I hope so. Oh, that would be great.
Give me the high knees, Justin Tucker, this weekend. Remember in the movie The Replacements when the kicker has the cigar and he's the cigarette and he starts dancing? He's like, oh, yeah, baby. That's what we need, little Justin Tucker. Not that you're going to have a cigarette, but do a little high knees. That's what I need from Justin Tucker.
I have no cheap shots, but doesn't that kind of tell you what they think about Russell Wilson? That, hey, probably Justin Tucker's right.
Yeah, when you have I know Tucker's great, but when you have a kicker talking crap about you.
Not good.
How the mighty have fallen. Packers and Bears. It's expected that Justin Fields is going to give it a go and play. It's expected that Aaron Rodgers is going to play too. Here's what I want to say. The Packers are in shambles. The Bears may have their guy at quarterback. Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears. Hickey, I can't believe I'm saying it because they got rid of everyone. You know, not everyone, but they got rid of Roquan Smith and Robert Quinn, so they were selling at the deadline. I want to see if the tides and the tables have really turned, because Aaron Rodgers last year was screaming to the Bears fans, I own you. I own you. This is as bad as the Packers have been in a long time. If the Packers, we know they're screwed, but they're really, really screwed if they can't beat the Bears. I want to see if Fields could show that, yeah, I'm the man. No, Aaron Rodgers, you don't own us anymore. We now own you. I want to see the Bears get W. It's possible.
Can you say that, though? Like, can you say we own you after one win, after they lost how many in a row?
You can say whatever you want. Within reason.
I guess that's interesting.
Okay. Am I going to sit there and say, oh, yeah, they own him? No, I'm not going to say that.
Justin Fields in the post-game press conference, yeah, we own you now.
You get the point.
No, I get it. I get it.
Your thought?
With that said, I want to see if Justin Fields can pass the ball consistently. He's getting a lot of praise for his rushing ability. I think he has to be able to do both really well in order to have success. And right now, it's a lot of running, not a lot of really passing. Can you get a consistent pass attack going, especially against a defense that's been susceptible of late?
Jaguars and Lions, I'll give you a betting thought. I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. Jamal Williams, I haven't looked at the number yet. Whatever anytime touchdown is, I may sprinkle two touchdowns or more in this game because whenever he's at home, that guy's a touchdown machine, Jamal Williams. So I like him to get in the end zone maybe a few times.
Trevor Lawrence had his finest quarter of his career in the fourth quarter last week against the Ravens. I want to see, can you build upon that? Can you continue now to take steps in year number two, which is really still year number one when we throw out last year, and start to, again, kind of build foundational blocks to becoming the Jaguars franchise guy that I think he can and will be?
Browns and Texans. Deshaun's back. Hasn't played in 2 years. We all know what he was accused of off the field. It's despicable. But in terms of on the field, I just want to see how much rust Deshaun Watson has to knock off against a horrible team in the Houston Texans.
I'm interested from a mental standpoint how he reacts, because anytime he's talked so far this year, it's been terrible. Any press conference he has given, it's been absolutely awful. He has put his foot in his mouth. He has shown no remorse. He's dug the hole deeper. You could imagine however many fans are going to be there on Sunday, it's going to be ugly, and they're going to be chanting some bad things. I want to see how he actually responds and takes it.
I just don't know what the fan reaction is going to be. Because Texans fans, if there's a game to go to, this is the game. But I feel like that fan base, that team has given you no optimism. And they're a horrible, they're like one of the worst teams I've ever watched. Like, I wonder if you waste a Sunday to go there. I'm really curious to see what the crowd is like.
I think, well, here's a stretch. I think it'll be the most attending game of the season. I think there will be actually a good attend. Like, think about it. It was 2 years worth of drama, worth of frustration since it came out that he wanted to leave the organization
in
January.
He wanted to leave.
Right. And then everything came out. So that was, I think, January, I believe.
So if that happened and there was nothing off the field, then yeah, everyone would show up and boo him. But now it's like you even have more of a reason to boo, but at this point, I think you're over him leaving because of everything that happened off the field, and it's so gross that it's just like, I don't even like care anymore if I was a Texans fan.
Wasn't that like double the reason to boo him? Like, you wanted out, and then, oh, by the way, you're a really, really bad dude?
Yes, yes. But what I'm saying is, I think it was when he wanted out at first, it's like, oh, this sucks. Like, I understand the organization messed it up. And then you find out all these things that were going on. It's like, okay, I'm less mad that now this guy wants out because I don't want him on my football team anymore. That's what I'm saying.
That crowd is going to be very interesting to see, like I said, just how many people
go. And it wouldn't surprise me if a lot of Browns fans are there, too. That's your now franchise quarterback. Wouldn't surprise me if they make the trip.
If I was a Browns fan personally, that's one trip I would probably say, for this week, no thanks.
Why?
Not that they would get attacked, per se, but if you're going to go into a charged-up atmosphere,
come on.
I'll just stay at home, maybe go to either another road game or go to his first home game.
Commanders and Giants. I think Daniel Jones' legs are going to be a big factor in this game against a very good Commanders defense. Daniel Jones, you're playing for a contract. You're playing to be back next year. We got to see if you're the guy. Not that I ever think you really are the guy, but I want to see if you're going to be there next year. It's a big game for these two games against the Commanders are big for Daniel Jones.
On the flip side, I'll go with Taylor Heineken. Then I just want to see if can you keep the ball out of harm's way, because that's not that he's been turnover prone, but he's definitely put the ball in advantageous situations for the defense where they've dropped it, penalties have bailed him out at times. As long as you are clean with the football, I think the Commanders will win this game. They have more talent than the Giants and win the next two games. But again, it all comes back to ball security specifically with number four.
Tennessee, Philadelphia. Derrick Henry against this bad Eagles run defense. That's a thought. Just want to see how the Eagles run defense does.
I'll see Ryan Tannehill, how he does. Because that's, again, we talk about the Titans not being a real contender. It's part because you can't trust a quarterback. Can you play well enough to, again, win a game against a defense that is, again, is very solid defense so far. It's out of the run defense recently with injuries. And are, you know, a good secondary.
Matthew Stafford, clear concussion protocol, but won't play. Aaron Donald out for this game as well. We know Cooper Kupp is donezo. Seahawks and Rams, John Wolford going to start for the Rams this week. Perkins may play as well. Seattle, starting to fade a little bit. Get the perfect opponent. Spread 7. I want to see you cover that spread of 7 points and blow them out.
I want to see how the Rams play. Like, they have no incentive. The draft pick is not there, so in theory, they should play hard. I just want to see how they respond. No Matthew Stafford, like you mentioned. No Aaron Donald now. Like, does this team have any heart, have any pride?
No.
Because they're playing hard against the Seahawks.
Dolphins and 49ers. 49ers, everyone keeps on telling me how great this team is. I got to see it against a really good opponent because they don't have the wonderful win this year that you're like, oh my goodness gracious. You know, the Cardinals game, I'm supposed to get all fired up about. The Cardinals stink. There's so much fighting on that team. I just want to see Jimmy Garoppolo and this 49ers team meet their potential. And I don't want to be doing a show here on Monday where we're saying, and I think the Dolphins are going to win the game, but I want to do a show here on Monday where we're saying the 49ers lost because of Jimmy Garoppolo. That's what I want to see.
I want to see how Tua plays. This is his biggest game in arguably 2.5 months, right, since they beat the Bills back in week 3 or 4. I want to see how he plays against the number one defense where the offense on is banged up, can continue to get the ball off fast, and continue to kind of feast against what is going to be his biggest test of the year.
And the two offensive linemen are out, or expect to be at the tackles for Miami. So that's a big key when you talk about getting the ball out. Chiefs and Bengals. Can the Bengals continue? I'll say it, their dominance of Kansas City. We've not seen the Chiefs look human a lot. Mahomes and the offense behind no offensive line in that Super Bowl against Tampa. And then whatever happened that second half of the AFC Championship game. Remember, a few weeks prior to that, the Bengals beat the Chiefs. So I want to see if the Bengals can continue this win streak, let's say, because they won 2 games last year against Kansas City.
This might sound dumb, but I want to see if the Chiefs can adjust. Remember last year, like, their offense for almost 2 months couldn't get out of neutral. And we kept talking about, oh, they're going to figure it out.
And they adjusted a lot this year because no Tyreek Hill.
Right. And eventually they sort of figured it out, but then we saw the same issues flare up in the AFC title game against the Bengals. Like, you are going to seemingly go against a similar defense you saw back in January that gave you fits in the second half. Can you be able to kind of crack the code now, like you said, and figure out this defense and have success? Because otherwise, it's, and kind of the blueprint will be out for Kansas City, at least, or at least for the Chiefs, at least against the Bengals.
Chargers and Raiders. What do you think the spread is of this game? If you had to take a guess, Higgy.
I would say 4 points.
In favor of?
Chargers. Oh, that means Raiders are favored.
Raiders are 1 point favorite.
Oh, boy.
And you know what? Let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
Chargers, you better not lose. I don't care if you win the game by 1 point. You better not lose. And I look at that spread. If I was betting on this, I'm taking the 1 point. I'm laying the 1 point with the Raiders. I know you could say, Zach, that sounds crazy, but that spread is begging you to take the Chargers plus one. I'm laying the 1 with the Raiders. I actually may bet that now. You know, I think I just said a second ago, I'm not going to bet it. I think I'm going to bet that now.
Oh, my. This is a Brandon Staley
game.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. If you cannot out-scheme Josh McDaniels, especially as the defensive wizard.
I don't let you back on the plane.
I honestly would agree. This is a must-win for, forget the Chargers, this is a must-win for Brandon Staley's job status.
Colts and Cowboys. Your thought?
I hope Matt Ryan leaves alive, honestly. Team with the most sacks in the NFL so far. They just ruled out their right tackle in Braden Smith. The left tackle is a rookie. Micah Parsons may get double-digit sacks in this game alone. It's going to be ugly.
I don't even have a thought in this game.
My thought, a second thought, why is this game still on Sunday night? I know it's the Cowboys, but you flex down Mahomes the next week. You have 400 other games this week. Dak. Flex anything Dak. Into you Sunday night.
because they're hoping this game's a little bit closer, or it's just a Cowboys slobber fest. I have no thought on this game. I've given you a thought on every
but
game this year. I have no thought
Mahomes,
on this game.
You
game
can flex sucks. The Cowboys.
This game sucks.
I agree. I totally agree.
And you know what? I'm going to be excited to text you on Sunday night. Hey, how are you enjoying the game?
But I will say, I'm not going to be
yes,
depressed.
You get unhinged about your teams.
Not this game, no.
Yes,
the expectations have sunk in.
Well, you think Sunday night's great. How about Monday night? I know the Saints have played well against the Buccaneers in recent history, but I'm sorry. The Saints, they stink. They're horrible. Brady, it's very simple. Can you have a connection with Mike Evans? I don't know what the heck happened there. Give me Tampa laying the 3.5. I love them this week.
Can the Bucs run the football? There's a correlation between running the ball and winning. When they run the ball well with Rashad White, when he's healthy on the field, or Leonard Fournette, they win. When they can't run the ball, they don't win. Even last week against the Browns. This has to be a game we established a run. Or if not, I mean, we've seen the Saints defense give Brady fits before. They're not going to win, but be like a 9-3 game.
All righty. Jersey Jerry joins us next. We'll do some picks with Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports. Take a time out. Be on back.
Get trusty women and you men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One people all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give it Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give it Tommy John for comfort and joy.
Ho, 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 ho. This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Get trusty women and you men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One people all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
Get trusty women and you men in Tommy John each day. Remember, it's the perfect gift to give this holiday.
With over 18 million pairs sold to good boys and girls just like you, Tommy John is rearing in this softness season with a gift to those who made my nice list. You deserve a special gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear.
One people all throughout the land, Tommy John's gladly worn. Underwear and loungewear upon each blessed morn, making everyone comfy whose body they adorn. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Give Tommy John for comfort and joy.
This holiday season, make everyone in your family that much more comfortable with the holiday gift of Tommy John underwear and loungewear. For the holidays, get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. 20% off at TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. You can think of Riley Auto Parts for your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. USC is up 17-3 against Utah with 4:56 remaining in this first half. Utah, though, is on the move. They are in the red zone with under 5 minutes to go, facing a 2nd-and-7. Under 5 minutes to go in this first half. And Utah is at the 10-yard line, and they hand it off to Cam Rising. He calls his own number. So now this is going to set up a third down and about three or four coming up for Utah. Here's what's at play here. If USC wins this game tonight, it means two things. One, they're in the college football playoff. One loss, Pac-12 champ, avenge the loss from what happened early in the year, which was a one-point loss to the same football team in the Utah Utes. Also, Hickey, let me just get your thoughts here on this. If Caleb Williams loses this game tonight, and right now they're up 17-3, but we saw Utah come back earlier this year when Caleb Williams was playing really well, and you saw what USC was doing against Utah in that first matchup, as Utah just scored a touchdown to make it 17-9. If you have Caleb Williams and USC lose tonight, does he then lose the Heisman Trophy? Because this Heisman Trophy went from being really, at one point, a race of C.J. Stroud, Blake Corum, Max Duggan, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams.
Hendon Hooker.
Hendon Hooker.
Like the last month.
Yeah. You know, those were like the 5-6 names that we were talking about. And then the last 3 weeks, it's been Caleb Williams and Blake Corum. Then Blake Corum gets hurt. And now he's done for the year, unfortunately, which is horrible. You see Bo Nix in Oregon lose two times down the stretch, three losses on the year. So he's out of the conversation. Hendon Hooker, unfortunately, blows out his leg. So you just, like, look at it. It feels like right now it's Caleb Williams' award to lose. Is there any way he loses this award tonight? In your opinion, like, if he loses the award, then who gets it? Like, I think Corum should still be a finalist, but he's not going to win the award not playing in the biggest game of the year. And then the Big Ten championship game. So could then it be Max Duggan? Max Duggan is deserving, but is a TCU quarterback? You know, I would have no problem with him doing so. And you look at this, is a TCU quarterback going to beat out Caleb Williams for the Heisman Trophy? I have a hard time seeing that.
I don't think so, just from the fact of even if they lose this game, it's not because of Caleb Williams.
He's going to play well.
And you look how USC has won games, it's on the right arm and on the legs of Caleb Williams. Like, this guy is doing it all. They have great receivers, don't get me wrong, but you lose your running back in Travis Dye. The defense statistically is one of the worst in the country, whether it's pass defense, total defense, points per game. They stink. And so the fact that USC is now two quarters away, basically, from going to a college football playoff with one of the worst defenses in the country, I don't see, like you said, even if it's Max Duggan has a big game tomorrow and TCU blows out Kansas State, TCU is showing you they can still win games with their defense, like the game we saw against Texas, where they only scored 3 offensive points. Texas did, and that game was won on TCU's defense.
And by the way, Caleb Williams' numbers so far, he's leading the team in rushing, 76 yards on the ground tonight. He's also 10 of 16 passing, 131 yards and 2 touchdowns.
He's sick.
Unless this guy, the rest of the way, has 3 interceptions, and then the fourth one is a pick six that loses the game, I don't see how he loses the Heisman Trophy tonight. That's just my opinion. So now you have a ball game. I don't think Utah's offense is going to be able to keep up with USC tonight, especially when USC was spotted 17-3 lead, now down to 17-10, and there's still a whole half left of football. There ain't 3:55 left in this first half. But when I look at this, I said it before the show, I'll say it again. I think USC wins tonight. I think they avenge a loss against Utah. So then tomorrow it comes down to the conversation. If USC wins tonight and they hold on, if TCU loses, are they out? Because I think TCU has a very strong resume where they should be in, regardless of the outcome tomorrow, the team they already beat. But if they lose and you leave it in the hands of the committee and it's a one-loss Big Ten champ, one-loss non-Big Ten champ in Ohio State against a one-loss non-Big 12 champ in TCU, I can't tell you I'm 100% confident that the committee's going to do the right thing and what they should do off the resume, because I could easily see the committee saying the highest-ranked victory, even though at the time when these games were played, you had, I think it was 5 top 25 victories for TCU. You look at Ohio State, who in their biggest game of the year, they got destroyed after having a lead at halftime against Michigan when Michigan's missing their best player. I think the committee would then say, well, look at Penn State. Penn State ranked 8th in the country. I think the committee would actually put Ohio State in, which would be a shame if that's their one loss. Now, I know what Hickey's going to say. You could say it, Hickey. Ryan, if you want to say it, you could go ahead and say it.
What time is USC play? What time is Ohio State playing this weekend?
They're not.
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's not what I thought you were going to say. Man, I was teeing you up to... even when I'm trying to make your arguments for you, you don't even deliver. Now, you already won this kind of because they're expanding the college football playoff, which we knew anyway a few weeks ago. But then you're going to say, well, this is even more of a reason why we want to see college football playoff expansion.
I don't want to just, not even rub it in your face, but I mean, that's an old, at this point, it's just like, you know, it's...
It's not rubbing it in my face because we always knew it was happening.
Right, that's
what I'm saying. It's going to 2026, and now it's going to be 2024. But 12 teams is still ridiculous. Ridiculous. I knew I was going to lose the expansion argument, and I'm not in favor of expansion because even this year, in a year where everyone has gone down, it's like not even that much of a struggle still to get a top four. But you look at going to 12, there's so many games that they're going to play that we'll all care about them. We'll all watch them because that's what we do. And that's what happens in any sport. But if you look at the 12-team college football playoff bracket this year, how it would look right now, Ohio State, Tulane, really got to see that. Tennessee, Kansas State, really got to see that. Or it would be Tennessee, Tulane. Oh, no, it would be Tennessee, Kansas State. Alabama, Utah. Penn State, Clemson. Like, I don't need to see any of those teams play. I know what Penn State is. I know what Clemson is. I know what Ohio State is. I know what Tulane is. Tennessee, Kansas State, Alabama, Utah. They didn't do enough in the regular season. They don't deserve to be in the playoff. So I'm understanding that it was going to expand because of money. And I wish the initial expansion they were going to expand was going to be 8-5 Power 5 conference champs, 1 G5, and then 2 wild card. Because, Hickey, you know where this is eventually going to go. If they start now with 12, how much further do they eventually expand this thing, in your opinion? Because if I'm already annoyed that it's going to be 12. If they go greater than 12, which you would think would be a logical step, what they're going to do a few years from now, then it really just gets oversaturated, in my opinion.
I like 12. I don't want to see it go any greater. With that said, you'd be foolish to think that's going to stay at 12 the rest. I mean, 16, maybe a decade from now, we'll say.
If that.
So, yeah, you know, 16's on the brink.
Could be eventually 20, something like that.
Well, it's just, you know what? March Madness 2.0. 68 teams. Let's go.
And then you, who was walking around the newsroom like a jackass last week when you got your way earlier this week, I'm taking all receipts for people that are killing the 12-team format. You opened up Pandora's box. So this is on you. You.
12-team format's going to be
great. You know what? Jacob DeGrom left because of you. Utah's losing this game right now because of you. The Broncos suck because of you. This is all your fault.
I didn't say anything about Jacob DeGrom.
You thought he was coming back.
Everyone thought he was coming back. I didn't tweet about it. I didn't say it was a lock that
Marco,
Jacob DeGrom
did you think Jacob
back?
DeGrom was coming back?
No, but I said that from midway through the season.
Congratulations,
there were too
Marco.
Look, I'm not, it's not to...
Congrats on your success.
It's easy to say now. There were way too many whispers of the guy just didn't want to be here.
And
he just didn't want to be here.
It shows you he didn't want to be here when he didn't even give the team a chance to make a final offer.
Again, and that's
and supposedly
fine.
There's some reports that have come out since that his agents really weren't even talking to the Mets during all this.
Again, it all was there. The writing was on the wall that he didn't want to be in New York anymore. And I know, Hickey, I get it. And from all the Met fans right now, and if I were a Met fan, it would feel the same way. It's a kick to the groin now. In the long run, you're better off. Bottom line, better off.
So, okay, because he's 34, guy's never healthy, and he just got a 5-6 year deal. Totally, I don't want to say totally in agreement because it does pay me as a fan to see him go. But you can make an argument that the Mets shouldn't have given that contract with how he barely pitches, even though when he pitches, he's great.
Mm-hmm.
I at least wanted that opportunity, though, to reject that offer. I at least wanted that opportunity where then I could voice my frustration at ownership or GM if it was there in terms of you didn't want to pay him that. So then I'm frustrated with you if that was the case. The fact that he didn't even give us that opportunity is why I'm annoyed.
I get it, but you're just shifting the anger, the frustration. It's all it is. It's a shift.
What do you want me to do? I'm an angry man
now. Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I get it. This is, in the short term, this is really hard to swallow. He's your guy. He's on the trajectory to the Hall of Fame. You want him to be a Met for life. You wanted to pay him for nostalgia. I understand it. It's the plight of every fan.
Yeah.
Your head... will at some point remind you, and when you watch him not pitch in Texas, will remind you when he's 37 and they're paying him for what he did in 2018, this is not a smart business move for the Mets.
Here's the thing. When we call hot take hickey, hot take hickey, I now may have to call myself last game Gelb. I was at the last game for Tom Brady in a Patriot uniform. And I was also at the last game for Jacob DeGrom in a Mets uniform. I think I am now last game Gelb, because if there are rumors of a player wanting to leave, like there was with Brady and the Patriots and then DeGrom with the Mets, maybe I need to sit one out and just say not go to the last game or the potential last game.
Hey, man, smile because you were there. Smile because you saw it.
Well, you
enjoy
know
what you have.
I will take this to my grave. I think I was the only Patriot fan to cheer Tom Brady off the field in his final game there when he threw a pick six.
After the pick six? Yeah.
Because
Logan Ryan.
Where my seats were, my yeah. You know, you got two victories against us in the Super Bowl. All right?
Yeah, that had nothing to do with the Giants.
Isn't that enough?
I mean, he was on the Titans.
Isn't that enough?
It's got nothing to do with me.
Isn't that enough?
I was just pointing it out. Logan Ryan on the pick six.
Isn't that enough? Okay.
I saw it. I watched it.
Remember. Anyway, what I was saying was where my seats were right where the players walk out. Mm-hmm. And I'm standing there. I'm like in an upset like kind of stage because they lost. I'm like, Brady, 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 Brady. And this guy and girl that was sitting in front of me go, why are you cheering? We lost. And I'm like, why are you cheering? It could be his last game. He's the greatest quarterback of all time. He's our guy. And I think I was the only fan that was cheering him. So, Tom, you owe me one.
And I'll say this, because I'll take credit for the DeGrom.
Yes.
I will be the first one to admit, I never thought Brady was leaving.
Oh.
The writing was on the wall there. I didn't believe it. I didn't want to believe it, I guess. And that had nothing to do with me.
Neither did I.
I just didn't really think that he would walk away after 20 years. It never occurred to me. I should have read it. DeGrom, all the writing was there for the last year and a half. I mean, it was there. You just didn't want to see it because you were blinded by, and I get it. You're blinded by, it's our guy. I don't want to see our guy leave.
Not wrong.
You're better off.
All right. As always, Marco Belletti is the voice of reason. And I hate to say he's actually right tonight.
Well, we'll find out. If he's winning a Cy Young 3 years from now, obviously I'm not that bright.
Shut up.
For now, I'm going to stick to this because this is what I believe.
You know what? I'm done with Marco. I love Marco, but let's just get to the CBS Sports.
Try to help you.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's get to NFL picks with Jersey Jerry.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
I'm the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, we continue to muscle along. Week 13 is here. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports here with us. Jersey Jerry, what's going on?
Zach, what's going on? Ain't not much. Just got done with dinner. Came back home. Put the son to sleep. Still not sleeping. Missed the call. I'm sorry.
It's all good. What'd you have for dinner?
I had this black squid ink pasta with some chopped up lobster, some spicy rigatoni, and some angel hair with sea scallops.
Wow. Carb loaded today.
Yeah, big carb.
What'd you get for dessert? You get dessert?
Yeah, raspberry cheesecake, and we had three little miniature cannolis.
Wow. So you know how to pick food. There's no doubt about that. Let's see how we're going to pick the games this week. I'll let you go first. What do you got?
Yep, this is one of the easiest plays of the year. I know I say that every week, and every week I get burned usually when I say that. But this sticks out to me because you're talking about a guy who hasn't been in an NFL game in over 2 years now. This is the Texans all day plus seven. They are going to ruin the debut for Deshaun Watson.
You think they can win the game outright or just plus the 7 points?
Yep, no doubt about it.
Wow, okay. Jets and Vikings. I'm going to take the Vikings laying the three. I know Mac Jones finally looked competent last week up against the Minnesota Vikings, so that concerns me a little bit with this pick. But I just got to think 1 o'clock Kirk Cousins going to come up big in Minnesota. Give me the Vikings minus three.
Awesome. This is going to be one of my favorite plays This is essentially the Kenny Pickett coming out party. Steelers are minus a half right now. Super hot take. Steelers put up 30 against the Falcons. I'm taking the Steelers minus a half.
I kind of love that pick, actually, Jersey Jerry. And last week,
Kenny looked great. He looked great.
I was all over your Steelers. They won me some money. They made me sweat a little bit, but they always make you sweat these days a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
All righty, my next pick. I'm going to go with the Ravens. I got this line when it was 8. It's now 9.5, so honor it at this number. The Broncos, they can't stand Russell Wilson. And they are screwed with him for the foreseeable future on that contract. I know a few weeks ago the Ravens played the Panthers, and the Ravens were just absolutely horrible, and they still won the game 13-3. You just saw the Panthers blow out the Broncos. I love the Ravens this week. I think they play a complete game. They win this game by 10 points. Give me the Ravens minus 9.5.
Awesome, awesome. My last play is going to be, you know, two of these quarterbacks, their numbers are pretty much identical for the year when you look up and down on the sheet. I'm gonna go with Jared Goff and the Lions. And I just think the Lions offense are a bit more explosive. I like the head coach there. I know ETN might not be healthy. I think he might play, but I don't know if he'll be really healthy. So I'm going to go with the Lions, minus the half.
And my final pick, this game's starting to concern me a little bit just because of the health or the lack of it of the offensive line. But I haven't seen – everyone keeps on telling me, Jersey Jerry, the 49ers are this great team. And I know they have a lot of talent, but they haven't been playing like it. The Dolphins are 8-0 with games that Tua started and finished. I'm going to take the Dolphins plus the points. I like the Dolphins plus the 4 points. So my picks this week are the Dolphins plus the 4 points, the Ravens minus 9.5, and then I also took the Vikings minus 3. Jersey Jerry is going with the Texans plus 7, Steelers minus a half point, and then the Lions minus a half point as well. How's Thanksgiving, by the way, Jersey Jerry? Good?
It was good. It was good. Hopefully yours was good, too. I had a question for you.
Yes.
You know, it feels really good as a Steelers fan knowing that you have the guy, right? Because I believe the Pittsburgh Steelers have found the guy in Kenny Pickett.
Okay.
And I know you're a Patriots guy. Does it concern you that Mac Jones may not be the guy?
Well, here's the thing that I would advise you. There's a lot of good moments, and then there's a lot of bad moments when you think you have the guy and you haven't seen him play a lot. Because last year I thought Mac Jones was the guy. This year, I can't say he's not the guy because you have Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator, which is a joke, and they don't have any weapons. Like, you have George Pickens. Who do the Patriots have? I would die for George Pickens right now.
Yeah,
so it's just tough. Like, I'm never thinking Mac right now is going to be great, but I think he could be good, but they're not putting him in a position to succeed. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's got to be frustrating as a Patriots fan. I've seen some things on Twitter last night. I'm not the one saying this, but I've seen, you know, Belichick, the game might have passed him by.
I don't know. They were 10-7 last year. They were 10-7 last year.
Yeah, listen, I know, but, you know, Belichick wins Super Bowls, you know?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's going to happen anytime soon. You know, you know what? I don't like this. I feel like I'm getting ganged up on now by a Steelers fan who, last time I checked, when was the last time they won a Super Bowl?
A long time ago.
Well, let's be real. There's a lot of fans listening to both of us right now saying, listen to these two spoiled bastards.
Yeah, I know. That's true.
Anyway, Jersey Jerry, appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
Thanks, brother. Later.
There you go. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports with his picks. Let me tell you. I'm 5 games up on Jersey Jerry, and my picks, I'm below 500. So if I'm below 500, we got to put out a search party to find Jersey Jerry's picks. If he gets that Texans pick right, I think it washes away all the bad picks he's made this year. Now, in the standings, they'll stay the same. But I'm talking about just the way that I would think about Jersey Jerry in this pick segment this year, because you know what? You know what scares me? I do the picks against Mraz on the DA show. Mraz took the Falcons this week. Mraz also took the Browns this week. Jersey Jerry, who I have a 5-game lead on, and I'm trailing Mraz, has been so bad in some of these picks, and he even alluded to it. The fact that he took two of the opposites of Mraz's picks makes me concerned that I may need a perfect week that I don't lose any ground on Mraz, because Jersey Jerry, the two of those picks are the opposite of what Mraz did. It makes me think that Mraz is going to get a few wins this week.
If Jersey Jerry gets the Texans right, I think you should guys even up in the standings. It forgives his 13-game lead.
I already said that the dinner that was on the table that I'm probably going to win, I'll take it off the table, and I'm just going to take him out to dinner regardless, even though I look like I'm going to win because he's been doing the show. And for me, when people come in the show, we treat them well. So that Jersey Jerry's getting a dinner out of this, even though it may not be by merit.
Texans Jerry gets an extra dessert. How about that? Dessert to go.
It's fine. Did you hear his food order tonight?
He's eating good.
Yeah.
A lot of seafood.
I may need to start eating with Jersey Jerry like every Friday after the show. Hickey, great stuff. Be on Sunday for Eye on Football. Big thanks to Clint Stern and Jersey Jerry for joining us. Big thanks to each and every one of you. We'll talk to you as Monday as well. 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We out. Bye-bye. Peace.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.